Right. Mayo 13 points, Roscommon 1-9. So it was the dogfight, it was the suffocating blanket, and it was a situation where we had difficulty in dealing with the tactics that Roscommon laid down. You know, I had a lot of admiration actually for John Evans and Roscommon last year. I thought they'd got a lot right, but it didn't work out after the first 15 minutes for them and we blew them away. An awful lot more worked out for them today. And really, you know, with 10 minutes to go or a bit less than 10 minutes to go, I really didn't think we were going to win it. When they went 3 up, it was very hard to see way back from us. But in fairness, we fought back. And, people like Andy Moran in particular to thank for that, two absolutely staggering points, you know, when he really had to. We really needed the scores. And I think Andy's going to be back in the first 15 after that, you know. It was a very disjointed display, I think, from our lads. The conditions weren't great, and I think we had trouble in adapting to that with, a lot of misplaced passes and a lot of drop balls and stuff like that. But I think we didn't help ourselves because, you know, there's an awful lot of complaints in the last weeks of the league about Andy Moran slowing things up. And it was like everybody was doing that today, like everyone checking back inside, slowing down, you know, not playing the fast ball. We weren't playing our running game as much as normal, and some of the ball we were putting inside was pathetic. Like, a lot of it bobbled by over the inline and into the goalie's arms, and you know, that kind of stuff. So we didn't help ourselves either. Roscommon simply didn't come out to play in the first half. You know, they ended up 4-3 behind at half time. They had got 1 point, you know, until about 2 minutes before half time. So, you know, and for a long stretches of the game, they had nobody beyond the Mayo 50. You know, but then the goal changed everything, and bad goal to give away, really, from our point of view. We let Cafferty just plow on. Eventually he shot. I think everyone was expecting that he'd pass inside, and it snuck in under Henley. You know, as we conceded, I think it's the first goal since Paul Conroy got that first half goal for Galway in 2011. And at that stage, it looked like we're in a big bit of bother. And when Murta then came on and got a few nice points, we looked in even more bother. But fair play to the lads, they dug it out and won it in the end by the skin of our teeth, the very bare margin. I think it was McLaughlin that got the winner at the end. Lockham was good actually in spots. But that's it. So it's not a great performance, I'd have to say. And if you're looking, you know, saying this is a team that's going to get all the way to another All-Ireland final, well, I'm not so sure. You know, I think we'll definitely take one step at a time this year. You know, I don't think anyone is talking about an All-Ireland final or even All-Ireland victory after that. But look, we've won it. We're into the final. And then we'll take it. We'll take what we find there. That's it. Over and out.